get set for the second half of action here shortly. The Lumberjacks will get the football to start the second half, and hopefully they can have figured out a way to do something with it. Offensively here in the first half for East, 35 total yards net of offense, and most of that coming through the air. Tim Nass, two catches for 24 yards. Jake Justison, one catch for 4 yards. Sean Wilson, one catch for 1 yard. Bryce Widmark was 4 out of 8 here in the first half. East did lose a fumble. And rushing the football, not much doing. Brennan Becker with 18 net yards. Bryce Widmark minus 10. Justison minus 3 rushing the football for the Lumberjacks, and they have not scored. Kakata scored on their opening drive after Kevin Verbaten broke off a big run. Tanner Vandehey was able to take the ball in from the 4-yard line. The extra point was good, and it was 7-0. And Kakata was able to march it down the field again and score on a 25-yard field goal by Isaac Bustamante just near the beginning of the second quarter. And that's where we stand right now. 10-0 Kakata as they look for their first win of the year. And still to come tonight, as we mentioned, D.C. Everest and Appleton East. The Evergreens looking for their third win in a row, taking on the Patriots of Appleton East tonight, who are 3-3 overall and 3-1 in the conference. And they're riding a two-game winning streak as well, so something's got to give in that one. That's the second half of our doubleheader coming up right here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Take a look at the Prep Football poll that is out this week. Kimberly ranked second. They're taking out Wausau West tonight, and as we heard, they are beating West at Tom Field, 21-0 at last report. Mequon Homestead still holding down the top spot in the large division AP poll. Sun Prairie is third, Heartland Arrowhead fourth, Greendale fifth, then it's Bayport, Kenosha, Menominee, Oshkosh North, and Appleton North. Marshfield, the only Central Wisconsin team receiving votes there in the honorable mention category. Medford in the honorable mention category in the medium division. West Appear leads that. Small division, Fond du Lac Springs leads it. Marathon fifth, Edgar sixth, Stratford eighth, Amherst ninth, and Colby in the others receiving votes category. And as we mentioned, coming into tonight's play in the Valley Football Association North Division, Kimberly holding down the top spot at 4-0. Wausau West, Appleton North, and Appleton East all 3-1 coming into tonight's play. D.C. Evers 2-2, Wausau East 1-3, Appleton West and Kakata 0-4. And Kakata, one half a football away from putting that first win on the board. The Lumberjacks will have to try to rally here, and we'll see what they can do rallying in this one, and they will get the football here to start things off in the second half. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. So they'll send Tony Marquardt back. He's going to stand at about his own 15-yard line. And Kakata is lined up and ready to kick it off. They're just waiting for the referee to give them the football. I'm not quite sure what we're waiting on here. I guess all we're waiting for the clock to reset. Looks like they're having some problems resetting the clock. It's still at zero. The clock operator is down below. It's hazy. I don't know if it's a mist or if it's just fog rolling in from the Fox River. We are right on the banks of the river here. But there is a haze hanging over the stadium, but I don't think it's raining. If it is, it's not raining very hard. The field is soft, though. We have seen that. And now they're having problems with the clock. Now we've got 12 minutes on the clock. Now they have 35 minutes up there. Now they've got 12 minutes set, and we'll get set to go. So the Lumberjacks have to change something here in the second half of football, because they have gone now 6 quarters of football with not very much offense. Here's the kick. Line drive kick, and Marquardt's going to take it at about the 12, bringing it out across the 20, cutting it back across the field to 25, 30. Breaks the tackle, gets it out near the 40. And it's a good return for Tony Marquardt out across the foot. Actually, they're going to mark him down shy of the 40 at about the 39. So decent field position for the Lumberjacks here to begin the second half of football. And let's see what they've come up with here. Trey Hess is going to split out wide right. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Whitmark's going to start under center here. Kakana showing blitz. Here they come. Widmark, a quick throw. He's got a man. That's Justison. Gets a block out across the 45-50 down the sideline. Ridden out of bounds. And it's going to be a first down Lumberjacks. Good play right there. They got it to Justison. He got a block. I think that was Sean Wilson who laid the block out to Freedom to get around the corner. And that picked up 19 yards on the pass and catch from Widmark to Justison. First and 10, Lumberjacks. Good sign right there. They executed that play nicely. Three receivers left, two to the right now. Widmark all alone in the gun. They show blitz again. Here they come. Widmark's going to throw it away from the blitz. He's going to short hop his intended receiver. He had to get rid of that before he wanted to. And he short hopped his intended receiver, Tim Nass, second down and 10. So Kakana showing blitz pressure on the first two plays here of the second half. I think they probably realize that East is going to throw the ball more here in this half of football and try to get something going. They've got two receivers left, two receivers right. Widmark under center again. Becker's in the backfield this time. They're going to hand it to Becker, and he runs into a wall. That's going nowhere. Thrown to the ground by the defensive lineman for Kakana. That was Alex Smozzle. Third down and 10, no gain on the play for Brennan Becker. Widmark ran to the sideline, got the play, brings it back in. Lumberjacks have their plays on their arms. They've got those armbands that have the plays lifted. They've huddled up more tonight than they normally do. Widmark out of the gun. Becker behind him. He wants to throw. Dropping back. He's got time. Steps. Oh, he's got a man. It's Justison. It's complete. Down inside the 20-yard line. Big play right there as Widmark hits Justison, slicing across the middle of the field. That's where East has had their success this year, passing the football in many cases down the middle of the field. And that is a play completion of about 21. To Jake Justison. And this time they get it out to Sean Wilson on the left side. A little pass to Sean Wilson that's going to pick up positive yardage down to about the 16. Call it a pickup of 4. Second down and about 6 for the Lumberjacks at their own, they're at the Kakana 16-yard line. Widmark out of the pistol. They hand it off to Becker. He's got blockers ahead of him, goes forward, gets positive yardage this time down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Call that a pickup of 3 on the carry for Becker. It's going to be short of the first down, and that's going to bring up a third down at about 4. You almost think that the Lumberjacks have to get 7 out of this. 3 is not going to be... They'll take the 3, but boy, they really need to get a touchdown on the board here. Widmark. Lots in the backfield here. Widmark wants to throw, and he tries to get it to Justison. That's too far, out of bounds. Justison was well covered, and it brings up 4th down. That play, really not a whole lot of chance for success with that one. And they're going to try a field goal here. Got to get some points on the board somewhere. So Widmark will try a field goal. Ball we marked at the 21-yard line. Going to be a 31-yard field goal attempt. He certainly has the leg for this. Once again, Eastwood, a player late getting on the field for the blocking on the field goal attempt. Picard is showing they're going to come from the left side to try to block this. Justison is the holder. Snap is there. The kick is up, and the kick is good. No good. Wide left. He missed it. Boy, that looked like it got inside the left cross, left upright, but they say no. No good, and the Lumberjacks come up empty as Widmark misses on a 31-yard field goal attempt. And the score remains 10-0. .918 to play, third quarter. And Kakata takes over. They've got Vanahey back in at quarterback. He was taken out for the sophomore Coffee, but Vanahey wants to throw. They want to try to go deep down the middle of the field. It's going to be incomplete, overthrowing his intended receiver. That's Trent Needus. I'll tell you what, Kakata has taken their shots down the field. They've overthrown them in many cases, but they're taking their shots. Vanahey back in at quarterback, at least for right now, and he tried to get Needus down the center of the field and overthrew him by about 4 or 5 yards. Second down at 10. Two receivers left and right. Vanahey's going to hand it off this time, and with a hole, that's for Baton, and he is able to get it out across the 25 to about the 26 or 27-yard line. Now he gets up and gets in the face of Becker, who tackled him. He didn't like it. I don't think he liked the way Becker was twisting on his leg trying to bring him down, but third down and 3, a pickup of 7 on the carry for Verbaten. Third down and 3. Out of the gun, Vanahey again. They're going to hand it off. Now bouncing it outside, going nowhere, wrapped up and dropped. Verbaten tried to bounce it outside, but East was there to stop, and Romanski and Grady were there to meet him. And it will be a fourth down and a punting situation for the Galloping Ghosts. They may have lost a yard on that play. So East should get the football back. Good job by the East defense getting a 3-and-out here. That's pending this punt. Coffee comes in to punt. Remember, he's the backup quarterback. He can throw the football. Snaps a little bit high, but he'll get the punt away. They punt it away from Marquardt to the far side of the field. Going to bounce sideways, and East will get good field position right near midfield. So the Lumberjacks will have good field position for this second possession of the second half. They still trail at 10-0. East football is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. The wind is picking up here, and the Lumberjacks are going with the wind here in the third quarter. And Widmark will work out of the gun here. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Snap is good. Throws it out in the flat. He gets Justice, and Justice is going to slip and fall down, and they're going to get a hold called on the Lumberjacks. That's going to be Trey Hess is going to get called for a hold, trying to free Justice on that pick play again. And that's going to cost the Lumberjacks some yards. Justice caught the football and fell down as he tried to make the turn to get around Hess's block. But the holding call will march the Lumberjacks back to just inside the 40-yard line, and it will be first down and 20. So all of a sudden, you get the ball at midfield, but now a 10-yard penalty, and the down and distance gets problematic here. Now first down and 20. Three receivers left, one right. Widmark out of the gun with Becker behind him. Snaps a bit low. Widmark grabs it. He wants to throw. He's got time to throw it down the field. It's going to be nearly intercepted. A diving interception attempt. The throw is too long for Justison, but the man defending the play, and Justison once again was well covered, made a diving attempt for an interception, but it's incomplete. Second down and 20. Lumberjacks throwing it down the middle of the field that time. Justison couldn't get any separation, though, from his defender, and the ball was overthrown anyway. Second down and 20 from their own 40. Tim Nass splits out wide left. He's got single coverage out there. Widmark drops back, wants to throw. He's looking for Nass. Pump fakes. Now he throws. He's going to overthrow Nass again. That would by about 3 or 4 yards. Third down and 20. Announcer said fourth down, but it's only third. There was a penalty there. Third down and 20 for the Lumberjacks. .724 to play here, third quarter. Kakana still leading 10-0. They scored those 10 points early in this game. Neither team has been able to score anything since. Actually, they scored the touchdown early in the game. The field goal came early in the second quarter. Widmark alone in the gun. Kakana blitzing. Here they come. He throws it middle of the field, and it's incomplete. He got rid of that a little bit too soon, trying to get it to Becker. It would have been short of the first down anyway. And East will have to punt it away. So once again, good field position, and they can't take advantage of it. And they are forced to punt here. Widmark will stand at about his own 24-yard line to punt this away, but he's punting with the wind. See what he can do with this one. Snap is all right. Punt's a wobbler. Going to be taken at about the 25-yard line. They're going to try to run it back, slipping down, though, and going down to a knee at about the 24 is the return man for Kakana. That's Alex Meyerhofer, and the Galloping Ghosts will have the football on their own 24. Now it's up to the East defense again to get the ball back. First and 10, Kakana. Ball at the 24-yard line. Vandehey still in there at quarterback. Out of the gun. He's going to keep it on the read option, and he's going to get positive yardage. Finally dragged down at about the 30. Take the handoff inside and then kept it and ran around the right side and picked up about 6 on the carry. It'll be second down and 3, maybe 4. They gave him about 7 on the carry. Second down and 3. That's a good job of running the option that time by Vandehey. He'll work out of the gun again with the running back behind him. I think that's Helms this time behind him. They're going to hand it off inside that. Getting hit immediately, but then fighting and dragging the pile forward near first down yardage. That was the fullback, Helms. Going to be short by about a yard. Third down and 1. Helms got met in the hole by Grady, but then he was able to drag a couple of East tacklers. And almost got the first down. Third and a yard. Vandehey waiting for the snap. He gets it. He keeps it this time, gets it around the corner. He's got a running room. Runs into his own man. Again runs into his own man. Gets it across midfield. And he's dragged down at about the 45 of the Lumberjacks. On a third and 1, Vandehey gets the corner and picks up about 22 yards. First and 10, Kakana at the East 44. .520 to play, third quarter. Vandehey out of the gun. He wants to pass this time. Play action, going to throw it up down the sideline. It's going to be caught. And getting into the end zone for the touchdown. Kakana gets the score on the long pass, making the catch was Kevin Verbaten. He outjumped the East defender, who did not turn back and play that ball very well. And Verbaeten able to take it in, make the catch, break a tackle, and take it into the end zone. A 44-yard touchdown pass from Vanderhey to Verbaeten. That ball was thrown up, though. That East defender didn't turn back to look at it and make a play on it. High snap on the extra point. The kick, though, is up, and the kick is good. 17-0, Kakana. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Baylorian Field in Kakana, where the Galloping Ghosts of Kakana High School are looking for their first win of the year, and they are in a position to get it. They lead 17-0 over the Lafayette Lumberjacks with 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Here's the kick. It's going to bounce, and Marquardt's going to pick it up at about the 16, makes a move. Down the sideline, knocked out of bounds across the 25 to about the 29-yard line, maybe the 30. See where they mark it. A 44-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Vanderhey to Kevin Verbaeten has given the Ghosts here a 17-point lead. And the Lumberjacks have shown no inkling that they're going to be able to put more than 17 points on the board here tonight. Whitmark out of the gun. Wants to throw. He throws. He's got a man on a little slant pattern. That's Nash. And he is spun around and the back of his jersey thrown down at about the 35-yard line. A pickup of about 5 on that pass and catch. Second down at 5 for the Lumberjacks. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Whitmark out of the gun. Another slant pattern to Wilson. He breaks a tackle, carrying it across the 40. That should be enough for the first down as he's driven backwards, but his forward progress will give East the first down. Sean Wilson, a little slant pattern, made the grab and then carried a couple of tacklers for a pickup of about 6 and enough for a first down. First and 10, Lumberjacks at their own 41. Clock moving under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Still to come tonight, D.C. Evers football as they take on Appleton East, the second half of our doubleheader. Man in motion, Justison, they hand it off. They're trying to get the corner for Justison. Now he cuts it back, and that's going nowhere. Good pursuit from the backside for Kakana by Nick Agent. And he caught Justison and dragged him down. Call it no gain, maybe a loss of one. They try that sweep where Justison comes in motion and takes the handoff. Second down and 11. Ball back inside the 40-yard line. Lumberjacks just have not been able to get anything going on the ground whatsoever. One play tonight for Becker. Picked up 14, but nothing else more than 3. Whitmark wants to throw, and that's going to be nearly picked off. That was a dangerous pass. Good coverage again by Kakana and a near interception by Luke Vandenable as Nass was well covered. And if Vandenable picks that off, he's gone. Third down and 11. Tell you what, this Kakana team does not look like an 0-6 team. see who they have left the rest of the season. They've got DC Everest next week, and they finish up with Appleton West. Third down, 11. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Takata looking like they want to blitz. Here they come. Widmark's got to get rid of it. He does. It's caught by Becker. First down and more. Makes another man miss and then dragged down at about the 45-yard line. So Takata brought everybody that time, and that left the middle of the field open, and Widmark found Becker for the completed pass, a pickup of about 17 on the pass and catch from Widmark to Becker. And it's a first and 10 Lumberjacks at the Kakana 44-yard line. Low snap. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a slant pattern again to Nass, but that's going nowhere. No gain. As Nass just sort of slid down the line of scrimmage, Widmark got it to him quickly, but he was tackled immediately. Second down at 10 for the Lumberjacks. 17-0 Kakana. East football brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Tight formation this time for East. Man in motion is Justice, and they take the sweep this time, hand it off to Becker inside, and he picks up some positive yardage down to the 40. Pickup of maybe 4 on the carry. They fake the jet sweep to Justice in that time and handed it off to Becker up the middle. He picked up 4, maybe 5. Call it third down and a long 5. Clock moving down to a minute 29 to play here, third quarter. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Widmark out of the gun. Wants to throw. He's got a man wide open. That's Justice and out in the flat. And he's going to pick up first down yardage down inside the 35, down to near the 30. Somebody lost track of Jake Justice right there, and he was wide open. Pickup of about 14 on the pass and catch to Justice. And East is moving the football here through the air. They don't have any points to show for you yet. They missed a field goal earlier here in the half. First and 10, Lumberjacks on the Kakana, 30-yard line. Widmark under center this time. Inside handoff to Becker, going nowhere. Making the stop for Kakana was Ben Ruffing, nose tackle. Second down and 10. Becker's going to come off the field now, and they'll bring in their extra receiver. Under a minute to play here, third quarter. Well, if East wants to make this game interesting in the fourth, they have to get some points on this drive. And I don't mean a field goal. They need a touchdown. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Widmark out of the gun. Man in motion is Justice. Now the option play, Widmark just threw that pitch out there. The ball is loose. Kakana will pick it up. That was just a busted play from the start, and Widmark just sort of threw the ball away, even though the running back was nowhere near where he needed to be. And Kakana's defense forces the turnover, and they recover the fumble. Second fumble lost by the Lumberjacks here tonight. That play was blown up from the beginning by the Kakana defense. First and 10 Ghosts on their own 42-yard line. This is Vandehay back in at quarterback. Hard count. They draw East offside. So the frustration continues here tonight for the Lumberjacks. A 5-yard offside penalty. First down and 5 for Kakana. receiver split left and right. Man slides over in motion to a wing on the left. And they're going to hand it off inside, and that's for Payton, and he went nowhere. Brady got there. Also in on the stop for the Lumberjacks was Eric Daniel. Well, that no gain. Third down and 5. Take that second down and 5. There was a penalty. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes remaining. Lumberjacks in big trouble. They trail at 17-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Lumberjacks shut out Kakana last season, and the Ghosts trying to return the favor here tonight. They lead it 17-0 as we begin the fourth quarter. Here comes Easttown Blitz. They pick it up, though. They've got the throw down the field, but once again, well overthrown on the intended receiver. They're trying to get it to Nidus again down the middle of the field, and Vanderhey overshot him. Both of these quarterbacks for Kakana tonight have shown they can throw the deep ball, but they don't have a whole lot of touch on it right now. They have overthrown most of them. Although one of the Kakana receivers did drop a touchdown pass in the end zone back in the first half on a long throw. Third down and 5. East will be happy for them to throw the ball incomplete and stop the clock here. They're going to hand it off, though. This is Vanna. He's going to keep it, try to get the corner, and he will. Cuts it down the field again. Another flag flies in behind the play. That's going to be another hold, and that'll be coming back. They've been able to break some of those runs around the end, but mainly because of the holding, and that'll bring it back. Vanna, he got the corner again, but the holding penalty will wipe that out here with 11:49 to play in the game. East Football brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Well, Lumberjacks have no easy trek to the end of the season now. They've got the log game with Wausau West next week, and then finish on the road at Appleton North. And boy, oh boy, if this isn't rock bottom, I don't know what is. Coming here and basically being dominated by a winless team here tonight. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Kakana. They could not figure out what play they wanted to run. And so they need to call a timeout. We'll call one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Now we're back here at Beorgian Field in Kakana. 11:30 to play in the ballgame, 17-0. Lumberjacks trailing. Kakana football, they're facing a third down and 14. We'll have all of the scores for you from tonight's action around Central Wisconsin on our website, foxsportswausau.com. Of course, you can always hear rebroadcasts of the game, both East and Everest games in the podcast section. We're looking forward to a full winter again of high school sports. Wausau East and DC Everest, boys and girls basketball and hockey as well. It has been a frustrating football season, though, for the Lumberjacks. Just one win to show for it. That was a few weeks ago against Appleton West. And they are in trouble here tonight. Picana's got three receivers split wide in this pattern, facing a third down, and while they want to throw, Vandehay wants to go deep. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run with it. He's got some running room, but he's stopped short of the first down. Tackled at midfield by Matt Grady, who drove him down from behind. And it'll be a punting situation for Kakana. They're going to be about 2 or 3 yards short of a first down. He picked up a bunch on that run, on that scramble. Picked up about 13. But it wasn't enough for a first down. And so Coffey will come in to punt this ball away. Marquardt standing back inside his own 20. Snap is good, and the punt's away. It's a good one. Marquardt driven back to about his 15-yard line. He'll bring it ahead. Makes one man miss and then gets grabbed and dropped down as he crosses the 20 to about the 21. Maybe the 22 is where they'll mark it. The Lumberjacks will go back on offense here. 10:34 to play, trailing 17-0. So East will come to the line. Send Nass out wide left. Justice in wide right. Double tight end formation this time. Widmark in the gun. He wants to throw. They're going to throw it down the field, and he throws it over the head. And a pass interference penalty, or a hole is going to come in as the flag flies in from behind. Justison was impeded as he was running down the far sideline, and that is going to be a penalty against Kaká. Widmark was throwing the bomb down the far sideline to Justison. And it is going to be a 10-yard penalty. That's going to be a first down for the Lumberjacks. They mark the ball out across the 30 to the 32. They move the chains. Actually, it's marked all the way out to the 37-yard line is where they mark the football. Marked it from the point of the infraction. Widmark wants to throw again. The blitz comes. He avoids it and is able to get back across the original line of scrimmage and picked up about one on that scramble, avoiding the sack. Tell you what, Kakata has maybe blitzed as much as any team we have seen this year. They're bringing a lot of pressure on a lot of these downs. Second down at about 8, they gave Widmark positive 2 yards on that carry. He's under center this time. They're going to hand it off to Becker, and that's going nowhere once again. No gain. Lumberjacks have just not been able to control the line of scrimmage. You go back to last week against DC Everest, and the week before that against Appleton East, just not a whole lot of room to run. And we've got an injured Lumberjack down on the field. Try to get you a number on that. The injured Lumberjack is Lewis Nass, well, the offensive lineman, the senior. He's down on his back, and the trainer's out there examining his right ankle. It appears to be his ankle, and he appears to be in some discomfort. So while they examine Nass, we'll take a timeout. 9:36 to play in this one. Kakana leading 17-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your path to recovery isn't like mine.
You have your own struggles with mental health issues.
Your own challenges with substance use disorders.
You also have your own abilities and strengths.
But when you need a hand,
reach out until you find one.
For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are Blackmore! Stop kickback here at Kakana on a third down and 7. Whitmar drops back to pass. He was under pressure, threw a bullet, but behind his intended receiver, incomplete near midfield. They were able to help Nass off the field after the injury, but now the Lumberjacks facing a fourth down and about 7 from their own 40-yard line, and they will line up to punt again. Widmark standing back at his own 25-yard line. Snap is good, punts away, it's a good one. And it's going to be fielded, no fair catch called, and the tackle made immediately at the 29-yard line. And that's where Kakana will take over this time. First and 10 on their own 29. They've got to be starting to think about it now as the clock continues to move and they lead 17 to nothing. When you're a winless football team and you're in a position to get your first win of the year, all of that work and practice, you don't think you're going to get rewarded for it, and then all of a sudden you do. It's a great feeling. Wide receivers left and right for Kakana. Vandehay, the quarterback. They're going to take the inside handoff, and that's going nowhere. Maybe a yard. For Baton on the carry, and he was driven backwards. They're going to mark it at the, they gave him forward progress at the 27. Call it a loss of a yard on the carry for Verbaten. And it is second down and 11. They're happy just to keep it on the ground and run that clock. You would think. Vandehay though onto the shotgun. They're going to hand it off again for Baden dancing, spinning away, and he now flag flies. It might have been a face mask, inadvertent face mask, I think, on the Lumberjacks, but a face mask nevertheless, and the flag flies in there as they try to make the high tackle. Unless it's a hole, but I've got to believe they got the East tackler that time. Yeah, it's going to be a face mask against the Lumberjacks, and that's going to be a first down for Kakana. They're going to mark it out across the 35 to about the 38. First down, Kakana from there. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Vandehay operating out of the gun. Now he keeps it himself, and he's dragged down. Romanski played that one well. Sam Romanski on the stop. Vandehay pulled that ball out of his running back's stomach at the last second, but Romanski stayed with it and made the stop for no gain on the play. Second down and 10 for Kakana from their own 38. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest football. The Evergreens look to make it 3 in a row as they take on Appleton East. Chris Conley on the call. We'll have that game in its entirety when we're done here. They're going to keep it on the ground. Verbaten up the middle. He is hit almost immediately and able to struggle forward for maybe a couple. Got it down to about the 40. Those are two tough yards right there for Kevin Verbaten. Call it third down and 8. Matt Grady in on another stop for the Lumberjacks. Third down and about 8. Receivers left and right. Vandehay is going to keep it himself this time, and he's able to get maybe a couple, but he slips as he tries to make his cut. And there to make the stop for the Lumberjacks was Ethan Crispell. And it's going to be fourth down, maybe picked up a yard on that, but that's about it. So another punting situation for Kakana. Say the East defense has not played that badly here tonight. They gave up two big plays again. That's been the story all year. Big plays have killed them. That big run on the opening possession of the game set up a short field for Kakane, and then the long pass play down the sideline that went for a touchdown. It's bad technique playing that pass by the East defender. Gave up the score. Here's the punt. Going to be a floater. It's going to take a Kakane bounce inside the 30 and roll out of bounds at about the East 25-yard line. And that's where the Lumberjacks will stop. Will start. But if you take away those two big plays, the Lumberjack defense has played pretty well tonight. But the offense just has not been able to get on track. And they have the football again here with 6:02 to play in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from their own 25. Two receivers left, two to the right, Widmark out of the gun. High snap, turns, throws, will come back to Justison. That's going nowhere, thrown for a loss. They've run that play a few times tonight, and now Kakane is ready for it. And it's not surprising anybody, and it went for about a three-yard loss. Pass was complete, but the Kakane defense was there to play it. Widmark wants to throw again. He's got time. Throws it down the field. He's got man justice and catches it. Breaks a tackle. One man to beat. He's going to be tackled at about the 25-yard line of Kakane. That was a tough catch by Justison right there, and a good throw by Widmark. He escaped pressure and threw a laser down the middle of the field. Justison had a man on his back shoulder, but he made the catch. Broke the initial tackle, and that got it down. They're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line of Kakane. It's about a 53-yard pass and catch right there. Widmark back to throw again, and this time his throw is behind the intended receiver, trying to get it to Brennan Becker. He was under some pressure, though, and threw it before he wanted to. And it will bring up a second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks from the Kakane 26. That was one of the few plays, that long pass, one of the few plays tonight where everything clicked for the Lumberjack offense. Widmark wants to throw again. Slicing pattern across the middle by Justison off his hands, incomplete. Pass was a little bit high, but Justison will probably tell you he should have caught that one. And it's third down and 10 now for East. Widmark with 11 completions here in the second half. And 16 for the game. Justison has six catches on the night with some big yards. Widmark under pressure, and he just throws it away. That should be an intentional grounding penalty. There wasn't anybody in the vicinity of that throw. Widmark just threw it away as he was under pressure, and it's fourth down. But imagine East will go for it here. They really have nothing to lose. Down 17 to nothing and under 5 minutes to play. Fourth and 10 from the Kakane 26-yard line. Once again, that time Kakane brought double blitz pressure from the interior, and Widmark had no time to throw the football. Double tight end. Now the snap was dropped, and Kakane picks it up. I think that snap went off the leg of the center as he was trying to snap it, and a Kakane player fell on it. And it will be Kakane football. Hunter Herter had that snap go off his leg, and one of the Kakane players just fell on it. And it's first and 10, Ghosts at their own 28-yard line. And I would imagine they're just going to keep it on the ground now. Hey, takes the handoff, now cuts it back inside. He's got one man to beat. And tackle out near midfield at about the 48-yard line. Pickup of 20 on the fake handoff by Vanahey. Kept it himself. And it's a first down for Kakana at the 49. Boy, oh boy, the end of this game cannot come soon enough for the Lumberjacks. It has been an absolute horror show here tonight. Talk about ghosts being scary while this whole scene tonight has been a haunted house for the Lumberjacks. Inside handoff for Baton. He is driven backwards. Met there and making the hit for the Lumberjacks was Ethan Crispell. He's had a pretty good night tonight. Called his name a few times. Matt Grady on the stop again as well. Grady's had a good night too. Second down and 8. Pickup of 2 on the carry for Verbaten that time. Receivers left and right, clock moving, 3:44 to play. Long snap, taking as much time as they can. Manahay keeps it again on the fake handoff and tries to get the left side. He's knocked down after a short pickup, maybe got 2 or 3. Lumberjacks are going to call a timeout here. We'll take one as well. 3:29 to play. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
They're down at 6 for Kakana as they come to the line here. Inside handoff. Spinning move by Helms. And he's going to get the first down. He spun away from a tackle in the backfield and was able to power ahead for a first down. Pickup of about 8. And it is a first down Kakana at the Wausau East 39-yard line. And that keeps the clock moving as we go down to 3 minutes to play. They'll take as much time as they can. And they'll hand it off up the middle. This is Helms. Now he bounces it outside, gets the corner, runs over to one of the Lumberjacks, and then gets tackled out of bounds. All the way down inside the 20. That's going to be a pickup of 25 yards. Tanner Helms just ran over. I think that was Xavier Warren for the Lumberjacks, one of the cornerbacks. And it's a first down at 10 at the 14-yard line. Long snap count again, taking as much time off the clock as they can. Now they hand it off to Helms again, breaks the tackle, and still on his feet now, gang tackled at about the 11. Pickup of 3 on the carry for Tanner Helms. Once again, breaking the initial tackle. Helms, hard to bring down by one guy. Helms is listed as 6 feet 205. He's a senior. Second down at about 7. But we're down to a minute 47 to play. Manahay out of the gun. Going to hand it off inside. Helms met in the backfield. Not going to break the tackle this time. Good defensive play right there by Aiden Shine, who met Helms in the backfield and dropped him, maybe for a loss of a yard. Call it third down and 8. A minute 8 to play. Clock continues to move. They can get a first down at about the 4-yard line. And the hay out of the gun once again. High step. And hey, keeps it after the fake handoff, and he's gang tackled at about the 11. Maybe a pickup of 2 on the carry. Going to be fourth down and about 6 or 7. Do they have to run another play down to 20 seconds? It doesn't look like they need to. And the Kakata Ghosts are going to celebrate here a homecoming win, their first win of the year, as they shut out the Los East Lumberjacks, returning the favor from last season, 17-0, the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the numbers for this one, wrap things up, and get you set for D.C. Everest football. That's coming your way next here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person.